is KBNF Regional News for Thursday, April 3rd. I'm Patricia Naft. Towns across KBNF's listening area held municipal elections yesterday. Here are the results. In Montrose, voters elected three new city councilors, David Romero, Rex Swanson, and Judy Ann Files, all ran unopposed. All three ballot measures passed. That includes Measure A, which would allow Montrose to build its own broadband infrastructure, Measure B, to raise the sales tax to build a recreation center, and Measure C, which made some changes to the city's charter. In Ridgeway, voters reelected three town councilors and the mayor, none of whom ran opposed. Rick Weaver, Jim Cavanaugh, and Jason Gunning will serve another term on the council, and John Clark will continue as mayor. Measure A, which would raise taxes to fund a streetscaping project, passed. In Delta, William Rayleigh ran unopposed for his District C council seat. Ed Sisson beat Gregory Turner for the at-large council seat. In Crawford, voters elected Cameron Clark, Mike Tideman, and Hetty Todd to the Board of Trustees. In Olathe, Ruth Dodge, Richard Davis, William Blair, and Aaron English were elected to the town council. In Cedar Ridge, voters chose Patricia Michael, Al Smith, and Lawrence Smith for the Board of Trustees. In Lake City, voters re-elected Mayor Bruce Zierheller. They also elected three people to the Board of Trustees, Scott Pate, Steve Riles, and Richard Moore. Denver has made it to the next stage of the selection process to host the 2016 Republican National Convention. Yesterday, Phoenix and Columbus were eliminated from the running. Penta Berkland has more from the state capitol.
Colorado is now competing with Las Vegas, Kansas City, Cincinnati, Cleveland, and Dallas. Owen Loftus is a spokesman for the Colorado Republican Committee. He says he believes Denver has a lot to offer and has a leg up because it successfully hosted the Democratic National Convention in 2008.
We're the only city that has in the running who has put on a major convention like this in the recent past. We've held a G8 summit. We've had World Youth Day.
Colorado would also be significant symbolically for the GOP. Voters here have leaned blue in the last two presidential election cycles, and Republicans are hoping to reverse that trend. A final selection is expected in the fall. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
A bill that would study the impacts that oil and gas development has on the health and quality of life of Coloradans passed a House committee on Tuesday. As the Grand Junction Daily Sentinel reports, the study only covers six Front Range counties, but supporters say they'd like it to go statewide. If the bill passes, it would authorize a three-year, nearly $600,000 study. Researchers would get input from residents and also do scientific analyses on how they're affected by drilling. Although the bill passed the House, the Health and Human Services Committee lawmakers couldn't agree what quality of life actually means and how to study it. The six counties covered by the study are Boulder, Larimer, Weld, Adams, Broomfield, and Arapahoe. There are a number of towns within the study area that already voted to ban fracking. Those include Longmont, Boulder, Lafayette, Broomfield, and Fort Collins. Another craft brewery is joining a healthy contingent of tap rooms across the Western Slope. The Roaring Fork Beer Company opened its doors last weekend in Carbondale. The husband-wife team behind the new business hopes to set it apart by keeping it local. Aspen Public Radio's Marcy Krivenin reports.
So this is pretty much where it all starts. It's the brew house.
CEO and head brewer Chase Engel walks across a big open warehouse to several large tanks filled with bubbling liquids. This is where malted barley, hops, yeast, and water come together to create beer. It's about a two-week process, and the final stop is the so-called bright tank.
We call it a bright tank because the beer is bright. It's also, you know, it's your bottling tank, kegging tank, canning tank. Anything you're going to package off of comes off of this tank.
Engel says the process of creating beer is about 80% janitorial work and keeping things clean, 10% science, and 10% creativity. The Texas native has been brewing beer for nearly a decade.
I got intensely addicted to homebrewing when I was in college. It was all I could think about. I had always thought that I was going to be a professor when I grew up. I was planning on going to grad school. And then I found myself daydreaming about brewing beer while I was in some of my favorite classes, actually. And I realized that maybe I should rethink my career choice.
He found a job at Ska Brewing in Durango, washing kegs and bottling beer, then went on to work for Oscar Blues Brewery in Lyons, and finally moved to the Valley, where he became head brewer for the Aspen Brewing Company. It's been his goal all along to open his own business.
I would say since probably my second batch of homebrew, it's been my dream to start a brewery.
Ingles entering the market when it's hot and competitive. More than 10% of the nation's craft breweries operate in Colorado, and more than 200 of them are registered with the Colorado Brewers Guild. Because the market's so fierce, he's planning to distribute only in the Valley.
We hope to not have to distribute to Denver or anything like that. I think that with the explosion and the amount of breweries that are opening, that the days of massive microbreweries are numbered, or being able to grow to that level is numbered. And there's lots of good brewers out there these days, lots of good beer out there, and so we just want to focus on being a great local beer.
He's given me a lot of freedom in here to just kind of do whatever I want.
Allie Sangley is Ingles' wife. She's in charge of the tasting room across the parking lot from the brew house. This is where beer and food will be served. Sangley points behind the bar.
And we have these things, they're sort of new and hip to the brewing industry. They're called can glasses. Only a few breweries have been doing them so far.
The brewery plans to release four kinds of beer when it opens: a pub ale, Belgian blonde, IPA, and a pale ale. Sangley says Ingle has creative recipes that some brewers are hesitant to try, so she thinks their product will stand out.
Just cranking out the same beers all the time, which is not what we're about. We're about seasonal beers, being seasonally focused, so something new is always coming out of the brewery. We just want to be out of the box, and maybe some of the craft beer drinkers that are afraid to try something new, and get them in here and expand their palate, I guess.
Marcy Krivenin, Aspen Public Radio News.
Stay tuned for the sweet sound with Callie. For KBNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.